Peanut farmers are gearing up for the new season. In about a month, they'll be planting their new peanut crop, and they need to get the soil temperature about 68 degrees for three consecutive days. They're looking for contracts at their local buying points. Earlier this year, we had a $400 per ton peanut contract, but now we've got a Howell Lake contract in some cases that is at $400, but most of those have been filled, and a $375 per ton on non-Howell Lake peanuts. That equals to 47 cents a pound, and you can ride the market for each 1 cent increase. The contract price will increase $13.50 per ton. Right now, the shale market price is holding at 45 cents per ton on medium runners. The contracts were released this week in the Virginia Carolina area, and that's important to farmers in this area. They're getting a $4.25 per ton for Virginia-type peanuts. Some isolated contracts went as high as $4.35 before they were closed. Tonnage is limited at each buying point. Also, they're offering in that area $400 per ton on the flex contract on Howell Lake peanuts, $375 on non-Howell Lake peanut contracts, and that is equal to the contract in the southeast. Some shellers are not accepting any new growers in that region and have requested a 20% reduction in acreage grown in Virginia type that could be planted in runner type peanuts. North Carolina mainly grew 84,000 acres of Virginias last year and 8,500 acres of runners. They said that they have a 239-day supply of Virginia-type peanuts and only a 77-day supply of runner-type peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.